For the second time in a row, St. Paul's College, this short ceremony took place. The results of the BUT elections are still frustrating some teachers here at 8 Mile Walk High School. This morning, shortly after 8 a.m., an accident which could have been fatal for two occurred on South Mall Drive near the Ranfurly Circus. Wreckers and police appeared on the scene of the accident involving a Toyota Corolla and a truck, it appeared. Details on how the accident occurred were still sketchy. Another girl and a man were seated in the grass in the median holding cloths to their heads. The man appeared shaken and is a student of St. Paul's College. Police were the heroes at the scene as they scooped up seated her in the rear of the police car and took her to the hospital as an ambulance was not available. It seemed as though no one was seriously injured. This accident did raise curiosity on what one should do if they witness a car accident. According to Sergeant Reckley of the division, not to move the person. He said that in cases of back and or neck injuries, he prefers not to attempt moving the victim. However, the sergeant said that in leg and arm injuries, he would chance removing the person. He advised, though, that it would be better, especially when the other person remains at the scene to comfort the victim. Something as simple as holding a hand and reassuring the injured person that everything will be all right is far better than moving the victim and risking further injury. Yes was the answer of Mr. Michael Moss offered when asked if 10% of Freeport Power Company will be up for sale. He said that when the National took over, it was agreed that workers and the general public could purchase shares of the company.